after more than 50 years. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Clean Energy Radio. This is Bruce Blake, your host, along with my lovely wife, Susan.
Good morning.
And we are Powerhouse Solar, Northern California's premier solar company. We've been doing it for since 2003, mm-hmm. and we've had quite a long track record installing the very best product that we know is on the market. And can you believe winter's here?
Yeah.
Wow. Seems like, where'd this year go?
I don't know. I mean, no matter what side of the election you were on, it's glad to have it over.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. So. Yeah. What a crazy. Yeah, that seemed like it consumed the last year and made it really go by fast in a lot of ways. But
I think people are more at ease now. The election's over.
Now it's over.
We can start thinking about the rest of life.
Yeah.
But it has been cold.
Yeah, it has been very cold. So when it's cold like that, it brings up a couple points that we always run into this problem we see in the spring. When people start up their pools, there's problems. There's little leaks.
Little blowouts.
And the reason is because a lot of pool owners that have put solar in as a heating form, which is an excellent thing to do. When you put solar heating on a pool, you actually extend you double your swim season. You double your usable swim season. Because right here in Redding, we have about a 3-month comfortable window to swim in. Which is crazy when you think about how hot it is up here.
Right.
But it's we have a 3-month window. But when you put pool solar on, you can actually extend that to about 6 months. We can get in about April, and we can swim almost on a normal year. We can swim almost to November. You swam to November last year, didn't you?
Halloween
of last year.
Last year.
So this year though is a little bit different. The rains happened a little earlier. It got colder.
Yeah.
So we swam just partly into October, I think, this year, but. But anyway, but what that does is when you have a pool solar system, you've got to really be conscious about the shutdown of that system. And the reason is because in the winter, water freezes. And not so much in our pools, unless it's an extremely hard freeze. Our pools, the sheer thermal mass of the water prevent it from getting freezing. But when you have small areas of captured water, it causes freezing. And then when that water freezes, it expands. In fact, it was interesting. I keep these drinks in my refrigerator, out of that little refrigerator in our garage. And I had this drink that I like. It's called Kavita. It's a probiotic drink. But anyway, I keep it in the freezer section, so it gets really icy cold. One of the bottles broke this morning.
Oh, no.
It's a glass bottle.
Oh, dear.
And the glass bottle broke, and fortunately, it was instantly frozen, and so it was pretty easy to clean it up. But there was glass, and anyway, it just reminded me that when you got water in pipes, and it's winter, and it's freezing, you have this tremendous power of expanding water that will rupture things, and the pool solar panels are very vulnerable to that. And so what happens is the water, if you don't evacuate all the water out of your solar system, then that – and we have a hard freeze. That water will expand. It will stretch the plastic of the collector, and it will actually split it. Or if it doesn't split it, it'll make a weak spot that when the system does come on next year, it'll start to weep, and then it'll actually can split the plastic. That is not covered under warranty. And it's because it's not a manufacturer's defect. It's and they put it in their warranty things. We warn our customers all the time, you have to shut down your pool. You've got to evacuate all that water out of the bottom header pipe so it doesn't get into the small tubes. It won't hurt the header pipe. It'll hurt the small tubes. So what happens is now the customers can do it. It's not hard to do, but they need to go take the end caps off the bottom of the array, let that water all drain out. They got to turn the isolation valves, make sure no water will go up to the roof. And so we offer this service as a as part of our company. And so when winter comes, people are done swimming, they'll call us. We'll get scheduled. We'll get out there, and we will we'll winterize basically that system. And there's some advantages of doing that besides the obvious one that you can get no freeze damage. But if we shut down the system in the fall, then it's on us if the if there's any freeze damage. It's like a service warranty, basically. That if the panels do fail on restartup, then Powerhouse will repair those panels. And so that is it's a kind of again, it's a peace of mind thing. It's not hard to do. If Powerhouse does it, it's kind of a guarantee that everything.
We warranty our work.
We warranty all of our work. So in the fall when we start it up again, in the spring when we start up the system, when the customer calls us, and if there's leaks and we shut it down, then you know we'll take care of that. But 9 times out of 10, when a customer calls in the spring when they've started up their own system, they didn't have us shut it down. And they've got leaks, and they've got freeze damage leaks. And so, anyway, that's just a kind of a word of just a reminder to everybody out there that has pool solar. You need to winterize your pool, and, you know, this looks like it could be a pretty good winter as far as cold weather, rainy, and just really need to be preemptive on that.
It's not the end of the world if they lose a panel to freeze damage. I mean, we can replace a panel.
Correct.
But it is there is a cost.
Yeah.
And you do have an investment of putting pool heating,
right,
pool solar for your pool. And so you want to maintain that like you do for everything,
yeah,
at your house. You know,
yeah,
you have to go around and winterize your,
yeah,
pipes, put the little foam around them and make sure that.
That first rain, you got to get everything that's potentially,
yeah,
getting wet
up.
All your fertilizer that's out in bags and still, yeah, I've lost so much fertilizer from those early rains that hit and, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
So it's such, time.
It's time. It's and we do that. So if you call the office.
275-5600.
Yeah. And you can ask and have a pool shutdown scheduled and we'll come out and we'll take care of that for you. So
you can call and leave a message on the recorder and Travis will call and set up an appointment. He'll come out and do your shutdown. You can go on our website, powerhousesolar.com.
Yeah.
Leave us a message. We'll get you scheduled to get your pool winterized, pool,
yeah,
solar winterized.
Absolutely. Good. So that's over the last few weeks, we've been talking about the advantages of sun power. And I think you know everybody knows that sun power is the best solar product in the market, solar electric product on the market. Mm-hmm. And
tell them about that special we have because it's,
yeah,
awesome.
We got this great special. It's one of the big things that we deal with solar is that it's too expensive. It's just, you know, we can't afford it. It's just, well, the reality is that, you know, you're paying for your utility right now. And let's face it, the utility is too expensive.
<You know? laughs> And somehow you make that payment.
Somehow we make the payment. And so really solar isn't a new payment. It's there's a couple of things. It's either exchanging a payment for a payment. But one of the great things that we've been doing this last, I think we started about a month or so ago, is we've been offering this special. And it's 8 SunPower 360 modules, top of the line, best panels on the market. On the planet, really, and with built-in microinverters from the factory, carry the full bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. You guys heard us talk about that before. This ironclad warranty that protects you as the end consumer, and to us as a company, importantly, it covers us as the installers. They pay for all the labor associated with replacing a defective module that might happen in the field. It happens so rarely, though, in the 11 years that we've been selling SunPower, we've replaced 4 modules in the field, and not one of them was a manufacturer's defect. So best panel in the world, most efficient, with these built-in microinverters. We got a package. We're selling 8 of them together, installed on a comp roof in Redding or PG&E territory. And the cost in that for the loan is $75 a month.
Right.
It's amazing. So you're getting the best panels. Now, if you're in PG&E territory, we would call a system like that because it's a relatively small system. We call that a peak shaver. The beauty of it is it's a huge, huge return on investment. The amount the amount of energy that's being reduced by that $75 investment. Okay, so you're making $75 to the equipment. You own the equipment. You're making a $75 payment to this loan, but it's offsetting. You know, it could be as high as $150, $200 a month of offset in PG&E territory, depending on what tier you're in. Mm-hmm. And then in REU, it's typically kind of a break even this year offset. So the $75 might offset $70 in REU bill. But you have a rebate on top of that that comes back to make up that little $5 difference.
Right.
So the numbers are still amazing. So the special, this 8-panel SunPower product has been a great thing. And a lot of times what happens is people are interested in, hey, I want to get into solar for $75 a month. And then when we actually get out there and they see the numbers are actually doing a larger system, then oftentimes they'll get a bigger system. But at least, you know, it's a great starting point.
And the beauty is, because it has the microinverters, you can add to it.
Absolutely. Easily added to.
Right.
Yeah. So that's been
plug and play.
Yeah, plug and play. So that's kind of been a game changer as far as system design and that sort of thing. And the other great advantage of the SunPower system, SunPower modules on their own are extremely shade tolerant. And now, obviously, you don't want to put solar panels in the shade if you can avoid it. But if you're putting solar up and you've got any kind of shading potential, you don't want to remove trees or whatever, SunPower is going to work better in that situation. And again, we don't recommend it. Solar is still expensive. You don't want to shade it if you can help it. But SunPower are less affected by shade because of the way they're designed, because of their – as an electrician – when we're dealing with things that cause resistance, like a long distance wire run or something that's high temperature, heat causes resistance. The way we overcome those resistant barriers is we upsize our wire, we make it bigger. And SunPower's wiring on their solar modules is huge compared to competitive conventional solar.
Right.
And because of that, they become more heat tolerant, they become more shade resistant. They become much more robust in their nature. They have very, very extremely low degradation, 0.1% annual degradation, according to third-party studies. So when you look at all those factors, you put them together, the SunPower value is way higher for what you're getting. So,
and that's what you show people when you go out and visit with people and show them the numbers and
correct.
Do your little demo about the cells.
Yeah, and that demo, difference. When people see that and they understand the difference between the SunPower modules and conventional solar, it's really hard for them to go in a different direction, to be mm-hmm. honest with you. It's mm-hmm. Now people do, you know, they still, but, you know, people buy cheap tools, people buy cheap, you know, appliances, cheap things, you know, because they don't see the value in it. And then oftentimes they live to regret it later on.
Yeah.
The product didn't last as long as they'd hoped or that sort of thing. So it's true with anything we buy that you get what you pay for, and that's true with SunPower. So that is a great offering that we have right now. It's a special. It's like I said, it's $75 a month for 8-panel SunPower system. They're using the 360-watt modules, so it's pretty phenomenal. So when we come back from our break, we're going to take a break in a minute. When we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about some of the finance options that we have available for solar. Because that's an exciting it's been kind of a game changer in our industry.
Right.
How that's really, really worked. But if people want to get a hold of us, what do they do?
Well, our website, powerhousesolar.com, where you can go on and leave a message, type us information, and call us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 275-5600, 275-5600. And all of our visits are free of charge.
Yeah.
We run the numbers. We get your PG&E information or REU, build a proposal, send a sales consultant out and meet with you. And all of that is free. So there's no reason not to look into solar. And if you have in the past, it's a totally different world right now with solar. So it's really worth spending your time. Give us a phone call, 275-5600. And let us get the information to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
To see if solar would be a good move for you in the
year. That all the time. We go out and meet with the clients, and you know, they either want to put it off or they don't want to do it, or they're ready to roll, and we'd jump on it. And then, like I said, in this next segment, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about some of the financing options that are available today for solar. So we'll be right back. This is Clean Energy Radio, Bruce and Susan Blake, Powerhouse Solar. We'll see you soon.
Must be Budget Blinds, because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out. We'll bring all sorts of different samples. We'll listen to your need. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027 or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager at the Cascade Theater, and I would like to invite you to join us for the second annual Signature Gala. This classy and exciting event will be held on Saturday, January 28th. Dance the night away and sip on complimentary champagne and snack on past hors d'oeuvres while you mingle with friends and bid on a fantastic selection of live and silent auction items, including autographed posters of some of the most renowned musical artists to visit the Cascade Theater. Then get your dancing shoes on, because our DJ will have you dancing into the night. This elegant evening cannot be missed. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the theater's ongoing restoration and preservation projects and will assist in bringing the big names in music right to your front door. Tickets are just $25 and can be purchased at the Cascade Theater box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Mark your calendar for the annual Signature Gala, January 28th, 7 p.m. Hope to see you there.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Good morning. This is Clean Energy Radio, and we are Bruce and Sue Blake of Powerhouse Hello. Solar. And we're talking about solar and other ways to save money on your energy bill, which is what we do. And last time we were talking about the financing of solar.
Yeah.
Why do people do solar in the first place?
Well, because they're basically financing their energy as it is. We're basically a renter of power when you think about it. We pay PG&E for the power that we're using, or the utility, I should say, whoever the utility is. And we have, at the end of the day, we have nothing to show for it except that we got to live in our home. And so that's what's happening on a daily basis. That's what's so frustrating. People get tired of renting. They get tired of just doling that money out, and they're actually doling money out for the way they lived the previous month. And so anyway, that's what we're competing against. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, people say, oh, solar is expensive. Well, even from when I started the industry 16 years ago, you know, solar has always made sense financially. When people would take an honest look at it and look at the numbers of it, solar's always made sense. People never really did it because it was green or, you know, removing themselves from the carbon footprint. Now that is an element, but it's a very small element. It's always been about the finances. And now more than ever, the numbers make so much sense. And now the banks have caught on, lending institutions, leasing companies have caught on to jumping on this thing because they understand the value and the way that solar works. And so early on, the only people that could really get solar were the ones that had the wherewithal to move money around.
Pay cash,
get financing. They'd have to do a home equity line. They'd have to do something that was tied to the home or a signature loan or something in order to do it, and that's who we're dealing with. But now it's really different. There's a lot of great options. And so we can go through some of those options. We can talk about those. And the first one that has been around forever, obviously, is cash, is somebody that takes the cash. And you'd say, well, why would someone pay cash for their system? Well, when you think about paying cash and laying out that kind of money, I think from an investment perspective, we're always looking at what is our money doing for us. And so with solar, let's just take, for example, this would be a very kind of middle-of-the-line return. In REU, typically our return is between 7 on the low end to about a 10% return on their money, depending on the installation. In PG&E territory, the return is about starts at 10% and then goes up from there. And we saw one the other day, it came in like 16-18% return. And that was for a high-end customer. And the bigger – in PG&E territory, the bigger the customer, the bigger the utility bill, the greater the return on their money.
Right.
Now, let me explain that real quick. Let's say the customer, for example, I'll just use some general figures. Let's say their system cost was $45,000 on their solar. You go, wow, that's a lot of money, you know.
Yeah.
And it is. I mean, that's a nice car, you know. But in this case, this system, the customer's getting 30% federal tax credit on that. So $15,000 is coming back to them in the form of a tax credit. And the tax credit is dollar for dollar off of our tax liability. So if we've paid in our, you know, either as quarterlies, or we've paid in on our, you know, on our paychecks each week into the pit of the tax burden that we have, if we've paid in, then you're going to get that back. So say, for example, on your taxes, you shoot for a zero at the end of the year, or you mm-hmm. want to get a little bit of return back, you know, mm-hmm. you want to get a little tax credit back, tax return, then what happens is with the solar will fill that hole first, and you're actually going to just get that all back in the form of a check from the government. It's your money that you put in, but it's coming back to you.
And so, on the federal side.
On the federal side, correct. So that's real money in your pocket. So now from your $45,000, you have a $30,000 investment. And the question is, what is that $30,000 doing for me? Well, I just did one just this last week. I did a couple that actually right about the same size. It was reducing their utility bill by about $3,000 a year. So a $30,000 investment, returning or reducing their utility by $3,000 a year. Now, that's when you think about it, that's real money in your pocket, or it's money you're not putting out that you would have been putting out if you didn't have solar.
Right.
So that's a $3,000 savings in the first year. The beauty of it is it's a non-taxable event. So if you had $30,000 sitting in an investment and it was earning interest and you were earning 7%, let's say, or 10, let's say you were earning 10%, when you're going to be paying tax on your gain at your current tax bracket. So you're going to lose 30 to 40% of that 10% gain in taxes going back to the government. Solar is an untaxed event. It's a non-taxable event. So it's a 3,000, it's a 10% ROI in this particular case, and it's a non-taxable event, so it's tax-free, and it's an appreciating asset. In that, next year, PG&E's rates or the utility rates are going to go up, and as the utility rates go up, the return goes up along with it. So your 10% next year could be 11 or 12%, and it grows as your system grows. So when people are looking at that and they think of themselves, a lot of times people think, well, I don't want to move money around. I don't have the money to do it. But when they see those numbers, they all of a sudden go, well, let me reevaluate this. Let me look at, okay, I've got this investment over here that's not doing anything. It's returning to me 2% or 5%, or not 5%, 0.5%, 0.5%.
Right.
And they say, gosh, I could get it out of there and I could put it, I can invest it in my home, increase the value of my home, and get this really, literally, a guaranteed return because of that. So that, from a cash perspective, is why people do solar. It's a no-brainer. We're paying the money. So whether whether you now move this over, so it's like paying off your house, you know, which I love the idea. Some people say don't pay off your house, you know, it's not a good investment. But to me, it's like that's money that I don't have to make that mortgage payment each month. It's
right.
It's more money. So that's our goal, is to get to a place where we don't have a mortgage payment, because our utility payment's been paid for how many years now?
I mean, 13.
13 years. We've had no PG&E bill to speak of. So that's kind of the philosophy of the cash purchase. If you don't do cash, the next option is a loan option. Well, there's a lease and a loan. And so the lease option, and we were talking at the break with Bob, our technician. And Bob, you got a question on leases?
Yeah, I'm seeing ads, and a family member has responded to and had installed one of these. We want to lease your roof for and install a solar system, and we'll knock down your electric bill to nothing, and you don't have to pay anything up front on all this. And it sounds too good to be true, and usually that's actually the case. So, what are the advantages, if any, and what are the pitfalls of a leased system?
Yeah. It's a great question, because when the lease came out, it was answering a lot of the questions, because it was basically the lease was competing with the utility and the rates were lower, and there's lots of different ways these things are structured. There's several companies out there now that they really specialize in the lease and they make a lot of money doing it. But one of the basic ways that the leasing companies are structured is that they own the system. You don't own the system. But you own the power that's produced by that system. And so, and what they'll do actually is they monitor how much your system produces. And the way the leasing company gets paid is there's three ways. One, they get the tax credit because they own it. Mm-hmm. You don't own it as the homeowner. They own the system. So they get the tax credit. And they get to depreciate it, which as a homeowner, we can't depreciate a system as a business write-off expense unless you have a business out of your home. And then you can typically maybe take a percentage. But so they own it, so they can do 100% depreciation on that system over a relatively quick period of time. And then they get your payment. And your payment typically now, this varies from place company to company, but the payment is based on the amount of kilowatt hours your system produces. And so that's the third part. Well, what they don't tell you in the leasing contract is that they actually overinflate the value of that system, and they are putting a bigger number than it actually is worth into onto their paperwork. And based on that overinflated number, they're getting a higher federal tax credit, right? Mm-hmm. The tax credit is based on 30%
right.
of the valuation of the system. So they overvalue it. They're getting a larger federal tax credit. And because they're a bunch of investors and they have a huge tax appetite, they're able to depreciate that system and take advantage of the depreciation. So they're depreciating it based on an overinflated value as well. So they're getting tax credit and overinflated value. They're getting the depreciation based on overinflated value. And then they get your payment based on how many kilowatt hours that system produces on a monthly basis. The problem is that the leasing companies, some of the less reputable leasing companies are using really, really inferior product. And a product that degrades and just produces less and less energy relatively quickly, because they've sourced extremely cheap product, they've overinflated it, they've become whole right off on the tax credit and on the depreciation, and they've actually made profit, and then they get your payment. Well, the problem is
when for 20 years,
when the system starts to underproduce, Then you start seeing your utility bill come back, and you call to complain. They say, "Oh, well, Mrs. Jones, yeah, our agreement was that you're going to pay for the kilowatt hours your system produces, and hey, it only produced half of what we thought it would. But guess what? You're only paying us half of what we thought you were going to have to pay us." Well, the problem is now your utility bills come back with a vengeance. And your system's not producing the way it should. And there's no real motivation for them to go fix the system on that. So that's the downside of the leasing, is that they really install inferior product, and is the main thing. And there's no what's called a performance guarantee on how much that system will produce. SunPower has a leasing program, and it's different. It's better. And it's different because, one, we're using the best product in the world on that lease. And so what you're paying for is an incredibly high-quality system that will produce power, reliable power over time. And SunPower is so confident of that that they're guaranteeing it. There's a performance guarantee. So in the contract that they write with the customer, they're saying, we guarantee that this system will put out X amount of kilowatt hours year over year. And if it doesn't, if it falls below that, falls below that rated amount that they've told you in advance, then SunPower will write a check for the shortfall. Mm-hmm. And it's unlike any other lease that I know of on the market. It's amazing. So you're getting, again, with a SunPower lease, you're getting the best product in the world installed by the best local contractor that carries this performance guarantee, and that's unlike anything else. So like we always tell people, all solar companies are not the same. All solar product is not the same. All warranties are not the same, and all leases are not the same. And so when you think of a solar lease, it really, to answer your question, Bob, it really depends on the company that you're dealing with to know what you're getting. It's kind of a, you know, but it's a good tool that we can utilize with our customers. If somebody doesn't have tax liability, then the leasing company can take advantage of that and pass that savings back to the homeowner. So it's something people really need to look into. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just one way for people to do solar.
Yeah.
I mean, there's lots of ways. We talked about cash and lease, and in the next segment let's talk about the loan options.
Yeah. What we do, and we meet with the customer, we come out to the home and we'll sit there and we'll explain all these differences, we do a Google Earth image of your home. We look at your utility bill. Our team puts together a whole package that when we come out the first time, we can tell you what's what and what your return on investment is going to be from a cash perspective, what the lease options are, what the loan options are. And that's what we do, and that's it makes it really easy. So if you call the office, you call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600, and have your PG&E bill in hand or your RU bill with you, and we'll kind of walk you through the steps of what you need to do to get that. And then what we'll do is we'll send out a solar consultant to meet with you and explain what the options are. In the next segment, we're going to talk about the loan.
Okay.
And that we're really excited about. And there's a couple more ways to get into solar, and we'll talk about those in a minute. But we'll be right back. This is Bruce Blake with Powerhouse Solar.
Call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite
for local dish installation and service.
Hi folks, this is Doug Tooley. There's no greater friend than our veterans. At B&T Satellite, we would like to honor their sacrifice by offering a special deal for vets with Dish. But we need your help. Here's how it works. Don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474 and let us know about your friend that is a veteran. And when they sign up for Dish, you will get $100 off your service, and one of our honored veterans will also receive $100 off their bill. We are a local authorized Dish dealer, a veteran-owned business. We live here, we work here, and we want to honor our local veterans with this special offer. That's 241-DISH. For more information, please call us at 241-3474. Check us out online at btsatellite.com, like us at Facebook at BT Satellite, or check out our Yelp reviews.
This is Joe McKenna, CEO of CloudWise Academy and your host of the Digital Revolution Show. If you own a business, run a business, or want to start a business, then this show is for you. I'll pull back the green curtain exposing how the internet is impacting your business and give you the rules and tools to take control. If it's related to the internet and matters to business, we'll be talking about it here. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. to the Digital Revolution Show on KCNR 1460.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The seeds of corruption are already in full bloom in our country. We see this by the extreme violence and morally bankrupt behavior demonstrated by people from every age group and walk of life. Sadly, this behavior is not something you catch, but it is learned. It's being taught in our colleges, evangelized through TV and movies, and substantiated by the media. Your best protection from this vile corruption is having a living relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie. It's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook. At OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Good morning. You're listening to Clean Energy Radio, and we are Bruce and Sue Blake.
Hello.
Of Powerhouse Solar. And this morning we've been talking about solar, of course,
yeah.
And how you can save money on your energy bills and why people do solar financially. We talked about paying cash for your solar system as an investment. We talked a little bit about the lease. And the lease does have requirements.
Yep.
You have to have a credit score of 640. So what if somebody didn't have a credit score that high?
So if let's say you own your home and you've got, you know, you got yourself into a little trouble and you messed up your credit score. We've all been there. We've all done that. And if that's the case and you don't qualify for the loan package, which we'll talk about in a minute, or the leasing option, then the other option is to use the equity that's in your home. So a lot of customers have been in their home. They've got equity, loan to value, where their home is worth more than what they actually owe on it. And then there is a program that we can utilize that actually the customer can borrow off of that equity that's in their home. And it's a beautiful system that works really well. And so if your credit score is kind of jacked up but you've got equity, you can still borrow. And it works out really, really well. It's called the PACE program. It was started actually a long time ago, I think back in the early 2000s. And then it went away because Freddie Mae and Fannie Mae, I always say that wrong, they put the kibosh on it. And they stopped it because it was kind of taking first position. It's tied into the taxes of the home. And so
you would make the payments for the solar through your tax bill?
Correct. Yeah. It's beautiful. It works out really well. And the PACE program wasn't just created for solar. It works well with solar. It's created for anything that's energy efficient. So anybody that's doing a high efficiency HVAC system, a whole house fan,
new windows, roof.
Yeah, side. I mean, really, you can almost make anything qualify when you think about it in terms of is this going to save energy? Is this a good thing? And they're very broad on, but this works out great with solar in general because people a lot of times will have equity, you know, in their homes. They've either been in the home a long time or they put a lot of money down or they've got money that's available. And so it's just tapping into that as another way of funding the solar system. So we can talk about that, and we can actually, before we come out to your home, we can do some research as a partial search on the property to find out if a property qualifies for this program, this PACE program, and then we can kind of roll that out. Now, this program was not available in REU before. It was a program that wasn't REU hadn't approved it. Well, it just recently in the last month, it got approved by the city council, and now it is available in all of Reading Electric Utility District, city limits of Reading. And it's Anderson City, the city of Anderson, it doesn't work yet in. It's all in the unincorporated areas of Anderson, but not in the city, and that looks like that'll change here pretty soon. And so these holdout areas.
Anybody in Shasta County?
Anybody in Shasta County now. Any of the incorporated areas of Shasta County and now in the city limits, it's all fully available. So it's another great program, and we're excited about being able to offer that to our customers as well.
Now, that works because the homeowner, the credit score doesn't matter because the solar is really attached to the home.
Correct.
Whoever owns the home is paying for the solar.
Correct.
So
that's
if
right.
You sell the house,
it goes right along with the home. So it's a great thing. So you don't have to pay the loan off. Like if you've got a conventional HELOC or a home equity line or whatever, you'd have to pay off that loan.
Right.
It's not transferable. But this one is tied to the home itself. It's not a loan personally against you. It's against the home. So it's beautiful. It's genius. And then the new homeowner simply takes over that that payment for that solar system that's attached to the home.
So if you want lower bills, but you know you're only going to live here for 3 or 4 years, you could get this program.
Yep.
And sell your home, and the new homeowner would continue the solar payments as they benefit from the solar on their home.
That's right. That's right. So that's it's a great option. And for people that have either messed up their credit score, you know, and they're in the process of repairing, but it hasn't got there yet, and they want to look at another option, this is a great option.
Yeah.
And so there are some big advantages to it. And then, you know, you can talk to your CPA about some of the specifics of it. Some would say that the interest on that loan or that is tax deductible. Some CPAs you don't see it that way. And so you need to talk to your tax accountant to find out where they are as far as how do they interpret it. It's kind of a gray area. So it's a little bit – but some people are actually writing the interest off on that loan through this account. And so but really, again, you have to talk to – we're not tax people, but we can – you know, we can kind of point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So finally, the SunPower loan. Talk about that, because that's really incredible.
Yeah. Okay. This loan is what I've kind of termed the lease killer. The lease was a great option, and I loved it because it helped people that couldn't move money around or didn't want to get a home equity loan.
Because it's no money down.
There's no money down. Right. Yeah. Now, you could put money down if you wanted to, but so it's still no money down. It's based on credit score alone, a 650 credit score or better. And it's the beautiful thing about this loan, there's several things that are just incredible. One, it's an unsecured loan. And so when you understand what an unsecured loan is, it's kind of interesting. It's when if you go, like, once again, if you went and got a loan from the bank, if you went to Tri-Counties or Reading Bank of Commerce or whatever, and you got a loan, a home improvement loan or something, they're going to secure that loan to the home.
Right.
It's basically a second, and that's tied to the home. And so it encumbers the home. It's called a secured loan. So the bank is protecting their investment by tying it to your home. They own mm-hmm. a piece of your home now. And so, which is great. People do this all the time. But it really makes it tricky if you ever go to refinance. You know, it's encumbering the home. If you go to sell the home, you've got to pay off that part of it. And so all these factors come up in the future. Well, this loan from SunPower is an unsecured loan, which means they're securing it against the equipment itself. And so it doesn't encumber the property. Now, the one downside to the loan is that the initial fees are high. And so, but when you look at the fees that we paid for our home when we initially bought our home, when you look at the fees that we pay for buying a car over time, and you look at the amount you're paying for that car over time, you know,
it costs money to borrow money.
It costs money to borrow money. And if it's risky in any way, then they're taking it in the form of fees up front. So the way they're protecting their risk is they're charging these fees for on the offset chance the customer decides they're not going to pay, you know, and now they've got to go after that customer. And there's all these headaches involved with doing that. Well, they kind of bake that into this process. But the reality is the numbers are still phenomenal. And it's –
what are the benefits of doing the loan?
So the benefits of the loan, one, no money out of pocket.
Okay.
Two, it's unsecured, so it's not encumbering the property. Three, it's fully transferable loan. There's no other loan that does this.
No.
So in other words, if you – let's say in 8 years you decide you're going to sell your home and it's time to move something else, because they say people live in their home 7 years or so. And so let's say in 8 years – you decide to move. Well, that loan is fully transferable to the new homeowner based on them getting on approved credit. Well, if they're buying your home, they've already got good credit, typically, most
mm-hmm,
likely.
Of course.
Then they're going to easily qualify for taking over that loan, that SunPower loan. So there's nothing but advantages to it, and the amount that we can save customers is amazing. I mean, when I look at this, the numbers are actually better than the lease. So now when I have these things in my portfolio, and I've got the three options, the cash, the lease, and the loan, and I'm sitting down with a customer, and that customer could go any direction, you know, they've got the ability to move money. They got, you know, if they can go any direction, I still say cash is the best. Because cash is number one. I say the loan is number two. Because, oh, the other part of that loan, it's okay, so it's unsecured, it's fully transferable, no prepayment penalty. So you can pay it off at any time. So say you've got, you know, you got a piece of property that's selling, or you got an investment you're cashing out next year, it's not there yet. But let's just, I want to get my solar now. I want to start this process. Get your solar and put it in. And then you can pay off this loan without any prepayment penalty. The loan interest rate on the longest term, the 25-year term, is 4.49% on the interest rate of that loan. And then
the shortest term?
The shortest term is 10-year, and it's 2.49.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah, 2.49 on a 10-year. Your payment at that rate would probably be higher than your utility bill, but it's paid off in 10 years. So a lot of people don't have a problem with that. They don't mind paying a little bit more. They're looking at retiring in 10 years. I think, okay, well, I'll double down. I'll pay a higher payment right now, and I'll be done with this in 10 years, and then my house will be paid for, and my utilities paid for, and then they're going into retirement with very low overhead. So yeah. that's a great opportunity. So the loan, the way the loan works is that there's a 30% federal tax credit that's associated with buying a system. The assumption of the loan is that you will take that 30% federal tax credit and you'll apply it back to the loan. So the payment in PG&E is always way lower than your utility bill. So let's say you're paying a $200 loan payment. It's offsetting like $350 of PG&E bill. And that varies depending on what structure and how big your bill is. But so $150 or $200 payment to the loan is offsetting $350. So you're saving $150 a month.
That's right off the bat.
Yeah. Now, it starts that at from day one when the system goes online and now you start making your loan payment. The assumption is that you have 18 months that you have to put in the 30% federal tax credit back into the loan. That's the assumed part of it. You're putting the 30% federal tax credit back in. So say my earlier example was a $45,000 system. You get a $15,000 tax credit. You're going to put that $15,000 back into the loan. If you do that, your $200 a month payment stays fixed for the rest of the term, from the beginning all the way for 25 years. But it's your option. If you don't want to put it in, you can opt not to put it in. You can go on an epic vacation. You can take that $15,000, go on an epic vacation with your family, you know, do an addition to your home, buy a new car, and your payment will re-amortize up 30%, and then that payment will stay fixed for the remainder of the term. And that's still, especially in PG&E territory, that number is still lower. What I've seen across the board almost is still lower than what they're paying the utility.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then they got the 15 grand and they've done something else with it. But, and conversely, so you have an option of putting the 15 grand back in, your payment stays the same, keeping the 15 grand and your payment goes up for the rest of the term, or you can actually put more into it and you can buy the loan payments down even further.
Because there's no prepayment penalty.
There's no prepayment penalty. Now, at that reamortization in that 18 months, it reamortizes the rest of the payments. If you make accelerated payments in the midst of it, it's not reamortizing the loan each time. It's applying it to the back end of the loan. Your payment on a month-to-month is going to be the same, but you're shrinking the term. You're shrinking the length of the time by accelerating your payments after that 18-month period.
That's a lot of great features to the SunPower loan.
Unbelievable, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, this thing has been a game changer. We've been selling this thing like crazy. So when I'm in a competitive bid with customers and they see the SunPower advantage and they see all, you know, the advantage of dealing with a local company that's been around for so long, and they love all of that, and then they look at this loan package and they're thinking, okay, I can get into SunPower for, you know, a SunPower best system in the world with the best local company around that's been around forever. We're in our 14th, going to our 15th year of service excellence. When you look at all that and you think, you know, why not do a SunPower loan? We call it the lease killer. And if you want to get a hold of us, what do they do?
275-5600.
Yeah.
Or our website, powerhousesolar.com, and call us and we'll get out and help you out.
Yeah, we'll show you all the details and all the benefits of why people go with solar from Powerhouse Solar.
And thanks for listening.
Yeah.
This has been Clean Energy Radio, Bruce Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar.
We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Legal permanent residents and visa holders from seven Muslim-majority countries who've left the U.S. are finding out they won't be allowed to return for 90 days. One of the implications of the temporary ban imposed by President Donald Trump yesterday. More on the president's thinking from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president signed an executive action that he says is aimed at keeping radical Islamic terrorists out of the country.
We don't want them here.
Speaking at the Pentagon, the new commander-in-chief said he wants to implement new vetting measures for people coming from countries with strong ties to terrorism.
We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
New U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley arrived at the United Nations yesterday.